brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, it is customary that I don't take many calls in the first hour. I normally cover news and have a guest on. But today, we're going to go to your calls early in this first hour, and I've been doing an excellent job of taking your calls in rapid succession. The toll-free number to join us on air today, any news item, any issue, any question, any comment, you disagree with me, you agree with me, you've got predictions you'd like to make, you'd like to talk about some newscast you saw or some underreported story you think is important, whatever you want to talk about, you're welcome to call in. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to agree with you, but I normally do, if it's a great audience, so well-informed, so educated on what's happening in our country and geopolitically across the globe, and there's a massive important news to cover as well. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, and you won't be put on eternal hold because I'm just going to roll through your calls, 800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, and many others. So be sure and check those out multiple times daily because they are updated multiple times daily. Bird flu outbreak coincided with drill. Foot and mouth example should set alarm bells ringing if pandemic occurs in England. This by Paul Joseph Watson, foot-and-mouth example. Now, remember back in the late 1990s, weaponized foot-and-mouth was released, and then it was confirmed and reported, but back of the paper, that the British government had released it. They claimed that some extremists, unnamed, never captured, foggy patsies, they don't even bring patsies forward now, they just say, we think there's someone out there that did this that wasn't with the government, snuck into the Level 4 bioweapons laboratory there in Wiltshire and released it. And then they killed, what, 4 million cows, 8 million sheep. It was hell on earth and a nice little drill for future control. So we'll get into that. Also, as I'm sure most of you already know, papers reveal Cheney aide says Bush okayed leak. Cheney aide says Bush okayed leak. And the Bush administration is now saying, this came out yesterday, they're saying, yeah, okay, we're allowed to leak the names of people. First they lied and said that they hadn't done that. And now they're just saying that, okay, we did it. And we're allowed to, just like we're allowed to torture, even children, just like we're allowed to violate federal law, just like we're allowed to do whatever we want. Bush signs bills that haven't even been passed now, spending bills for over $2 billion. It's just wild, madcap, frenzied criminality, looting, subdividing, sucking dry, consolidating, whatever term you want to use, it all fits. So we'll go over these two articles when we get back and then plunge into your calls. There's a lot of other news here, too. Gonzalez calls for unlimited wiretapping and spying on American people. He says it's good. See, first Bush said, oh, it's just foreign calls to the U.S. or U.S. calls to overseas. And then Gonzalez went, well, actually, we're doing it a lot more than that, and started giggling in front of the Senate, and they giggled back. It's so much fun. Oh, and there's been a couple hoaxes lately. I discovered that one was a hoax and never reported it. That was that Bush was seeking a third term via the Justice Department, looking at strategies put out by the Register, which clearly said it was a hoax at the top. Said April Fools. Been out now for 7 days. We never fell for it. A lot of people did. But for about 5 minutes yesterday, 5 minutes only, thanks to a call to the office, and I was already looking at it and feeling suspicious seconds after we posted it, a fake Fox News website, foxnews.us, but we'll get into that, too, talking about Senate Leader Frist saying, yeah, so what if the White House has memos to the media saying, you know, telling them what to do? We torture people's loved ones. We want to put chips in you, which they've all said they're doing. So you know, most of it is true. It's just the context it's in is the hoax. So we'll talk about that, too. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Friday, the seventh day of April 2006. I want to thank you for joining us. We will have wide open phones today. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. Look at this headline, and I'm just going to mention some of the headlines, then I'm going to get into two stories in particular, then we'll start taking your calls, and then kind of dole out the articles as we go in between the calls throughout the next 2 hours and 51 minutes. Woman dies after son calls 911. Dispatchers think it's a prank. Now, every month or so, I see an article periodically where the man is busting down the door with a giant double-edged dagger going, "I'm going to cut your head off." And the woman calls, and then the police, or the dispatchers, I should say, laugh at her, think it's a prank, and hang up. And then the person brutally rapes the woman and then chops her head off or almost severs it. And, I mean, every month I see these articles. Now, number one, the average 911 time, response time in the United States, last time I checked, is 11 minutes. And I'm not saying police don't want to protect you. I'm not saying they don't have a tough job. I'm not saying that cops don't do a great job a lot of the time. I mean, I've had burglaries before. I've had problems before. My wife's thought somebody's in the backyard before, and the Austin cops are there in like 45 seconds. I mean, she called 911 a few months ago, and I'm not kidding. They were there in like 45 seconds, she told me. But the average response time is 11 minutes. And especially if you're in a rural area or in an area that isn't near a substation. I guess I live pretty close to a substation. I live off a major thoroughfare, so there's just cops all over the place. But the point is that federal and state courts have ruled for hundreds of years, because I actually agree with their rulings, that police have no duty and no compulsion to protect you. They are there to respond after the laws have been violated, because they have been hired by the people via the elected sheriff. That's what's really constitutional. Then we have these little incorporated cities, which really become a problem over time, to go out and then capture the people who the grand jury has indicted or who they are in hot pursuit of with clear evidence, probable cause that a crime has been committed. They are to chase the bank robbers, corner them. If they fight, they are to kill them, or they are to capture them, take them into custody, so we, the people, can sit in judgment of them and put them in prison or execute them, whatever the case may be. It is not the government's job to protect you. It never has been. It never will be. And they can't protect you. And in many cases, they won't protect you. Many examples of this that have been reported in the mainstream news are the La Reconquista radical racist Hispanic groups are beating up groups of whites and blacks. I mean, beating old women, old men down. It seems to be the favorite target. There's photos and video of it. I have it going back to the 90s, mid-90s. I have it just happening a few weeks ago. There's mainstream AP photos of it, Reuters stories about it. And the police will stand there and watch it happen. Listen, when they had the Rodney King verdict riots, which predominantly was illegal aliens just looting, and then there were blacks engaging in racial attacks against whites and Asians, and we all saw it on video, Reginald Denny and others, the cops just stood down. Daryl Gates, by the way, should have been indicted for that as a conspirator after the fact for allowing that to happen, because that was rampant crime going on and lawlessness in front of everyone. You know, I mean, it is their job when the crime is being committed to engage it if they see it. It is their job, but again, they are not liable if they unknowingly don't, or if they don't do a perfect job. You have to look at the court cases, and it's all legalese, but he should have gotten in trouble, because they're afraid. I mean, they're so worried, they're not really warriors anymore. They're just worried about, they're not really peacekeepers anymore. They're just worried about protecting themselves. The whole nomenclature, the whole ideology is about protecting themselves. Okay, you see, I said I'd mentioned this article. And I said I'd get into the bird flu, and then Libby blowing the whistle and saying Bush told him to go ahead and leak, which is just huge. I want to cover those in detail and take your calls, and here I am just mentioning one article and getting off into it. But every time I hear about people being brutally raped and murdered, listen, single women out there, single parents out there, or women when your husband's out of town, I know you were brainwashed and told guns were evil and they're like 100-foot cobras that'll come out of the their safe and bite you at night and drink your blood. No, they're inanimate objects. Your car is much more dangerous. A swimming pool is much more dangerous to your children. Get an instant access pistol safe. Go take gun courses, because I know your husband's probably a chicken-necked, domesticated socialist like you. It's time for you to wake up and become empowered. I want you to become empowered. Go take a couple of gun safety courses. They're very easy. Guns are very easy to handle and use. Once you start, I've taken so many liberal shooting back in the day when I had time, and they start firing a handgun, a rifle. You try to start them with something small because they're afraid. The movies make you think you pull the trigger on a 357 Magnum and it makes you fly back through the door. That's part of Hollywood's propaganda against guns, folks. I mean, I've sat there and gone to the shooting range and been shooting real life elephant guns, and they don't even hardly kick if you pull it into your shoulder. Again, that's all wives' tales. I heard about, 50 calibers, they have such a kick. No, they don't. No, they don't. I can sit there with one free hand. I've done it many times, and firing it and with a pretty good aim. All right, I'm digressing. The point is that you need to get yourself women out there, you need to get yourselves a little shake, a little snake charmer, a little 410 shotgun, semi-automatic, four rounds in it, real simple. That way it won't kill your kids on the other side of the wall. Put some birdshot in it, and at 5-10 feet away, it'll turn whoever you shoot with it into a mangled blob, but again, won't kill your family. Or once you get better, get yourself a little Smith & Wesson Lady Smith 357 Magnum, 6-shot. I mean, right here in my studio in the safe next to me, I've got one of those big 8-shot 357 revolvers. I have that because it's very reliable. And it's got those shearer safety slugs in it. So if anybody ever comes in here and I shoot and I miss, the bullet won't go through the wall and kill my employees on the other side. It's what the air marshals use. I recommend that in your house if you've got loved ones in there. If you live alone, just have whatever you want. But seriously, I mean, somebody starts busting down your door, you just reach over to the safe and go, toot, 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 door pops open, and just unload into their center of mass. I mean, it's real simple. Don't count on the cops to do it. By the way, the police will tell you. Somebody starts busting in your house, kill them. Don't sit there waiting for them to try to come save you. They're going to try, but they can in every case. They may be off with, you know, some drunk driver who's flipped his truck, and they've got dead people hanging out of, some minivan full of kids he plowed into. And so there's 15 cops 5 miles away. They would have been down your street, you know, sitting there drinking coffee, but they're off dealing with some drunk driver. And then some PCP head starts busting down your door, somebody hopped up on crack. What are you going to do? You're going to rely on yourself, and you're going to blow them away. Now, I want you to go out, and I want you to buy a gun, and I want you to go take safety courses, and I want you to learn how to kill criminals. Oh, boy. So we'll get into that. Just look at this police state news. Australian man jailed on evidence derived from torture. Mainstream news. Army hired criminals as security guards, report says. I first learned of this 6 years ago and couldn't believe it when it was in UPI and AP. What, you didn't know that they're actually recruiting violent felons, aggravated felons? Yes, and not just to be jail guards. When the government starts hiring crooks, you're looking at Nazi Germany, you're looking at the Soviet Union. You know, Stalin opened up all the jails and made his head henchmen, his commissariat, were crooks, rapists, murderers, and same thing now. But our government, in the first wave, 5.5-6 years ago, didn't start hiring American criminals. For some reason, they went one even worse, and we're hiring thousands of Latin American illegal aliens, letting them out of U.S. jails if they would sign up to join the U.S. Army mainly. And guess what? They were aggravated felons. It actually listed rape, arson, armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon. This is out of the Virginia Post Pilot mainstream news. Iran will defend nuclear program to last drop of blood. Here's the big news, of course. Cheney, papers show, aide says Bush okayed leak, Associated Press. Iran has no intercontinental missiles, Russia says. Of course they don't. They've got some medium-range missiles, supposedly, pieces of junk. Camera scan license plates for stolen cars, Baltimore Sun. Again, every state's now announcing they have these. They had these 5 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago. Started like, first place I saw it was 6 years ago in Indiana, then Texas 5 years ago, and now it's everything. It's all being scanned. They don't even need transponders in your car to track you. These cameras can scan hundreds of plates a second. That is, they're so sophisticated, the open lens is videotaping a bunch of cars, and the computer in it, it's NSA technology developed a decade ago. I've even seen it in one of the developmental offices at UT. Which is declassified now, where they show all this, and the computer recognizes numbers, but a whole field of them. It doesn't have to zoom in on one plate. It just is such a high-quality lens, it just sees hundreds of plates a second and just scanning all of them, running your plates. Total police state. I mean, you think the Pentagon spying on you is bad? We'll get into that. Program will register all livestock. More on that. And, it's all coming up. I'm going to come back, and what I'll do is I promise to take a lot of calls. We'll take some calls, then I'll come back and get into bird flu and Cheney and all the rest of it. But just while you still can, buy firearms, get out there and become a free human being. A free human being has weapons.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Nonex Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Nonex Nail Gel.
Nonex Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Long's, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to your calls. Craig in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Four quick points. I just came back from Europe. Everything you said about the toll roads is exactly true. What surprised me is churches now, if you have faith and allegiance in a church, you're automatically taxed 10% of your income. It's no longer voluntary. Also, we see the borders disappear in the European Union. We believe that that's going to happen with the United States and Canada. And last but not least, I'm married to a Texas gal who's a psychiatrist, and she told me the first Christmas, she knew it was true love because I bought her a riot shotgun for her. She can defend the home. And I'll get off. Thanks.
Well, let me ask you one more question, because I wasn't aware of the second thing you said. There is a tax if you're an affiliated member of a major church of 10%? Oh, he'd already hung up. Okay. Wow. Will somebody call in and that is wild. Yes, sir. It's more than just believing we're going to have a Pan-American Union. The expansion of it, it's already been set up. It's just in trade deals. Just like they started the European Union as the European Economic Community 45 years ago, and then now it's a full-fledged union. Thanks to Hugo Chavez, it's in trouble right now, but they're trying to have a Pan-American Union. That's what these open borders are about. But as for your other point, I wasn't aware of that. And, yeah, the transponders and the toll roads, it's here. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I want to comment on your statements about guns. I agree with you 100%. You know, people need to be more proactive rather than reactive. And I'm like you. I see all these articles every day on Associated Press where people get murdered and killed. And all the police do is show up to pick up the pieces, more or less. But
my point is that every month or so I see it where they call 911 and 911 hangs up on them.
I had that happen, as a matter of fact, when I lived in Chicago. I called 911 and all I got was a busy signal. But nevertheless, you know, I'm like you. If I need to call somebody for help in a crisis situation where I feel my life is threatened, doors being kicked down, I had these two soul brothers called Smith and Wesson. they backed me up. And so I encourage people, be proactive and go out and buy yourself a gun. Get very well acquainted with it, trained, and so therefore you don't have to wait until the police come to pick up the pieces.
Absolutely.
What I wanted to comment on was I was at the Jones, not the Jones Report, it's just jonesreport.com, and I see how they're trying to railroad Cynthia McKinney, and
now have you heard the latest? They claim that one of her aides pushed a reporter, so now she needs to be arrested. Basically, they're harassing them,
yes.
Cornering them, and by the way, this is admitted. See, first the police said it was on tape that mm-hmm. she shoved him. Turns out there is no tape of that. Turns out she just turned around and bumped into him, but she'll probably end up getting indicted and arrested, and now they're going after one of her aides, so they are really coming after her.
Yeah, and who of all people, the scumbag Tom LaLey, he gets on TV talking about how she's a racist, this, that, and the other, like he's got all the credibility in the world. I mean, these people, they're just, it's appalling, you know, that they're doing this to Cynthia McKinney, and it's obvious she's a maverick, a pioneer.
Well, she's not a racist either.
Yeah, I agree with you, and you know, she's, spoke out against 911, and I feel that these people feel that she's threatened. And Neil Bortz had the gall to claim that she looked like a ghetto slut, I guess, with her new hairdo.
Yeah, he does that for publicity.
Yeah, and then he comes back and he says, "I'm going to apologize, but my apology is not to my detractors.
It's to my listeners." Yeah,
he really did. He really didn't apologize. So I mean, this has gotten out of hand. But one final point here. I don't know if you've seen the little stage press conference George Bush held in Philadelphia where you have one protester stand up and say that he didn't agree with George Bush, and the rest of the people in the audience booed this guy. Now, Alex, I got a question for you. Do you think that there's only one person out there with George Bush's poll numbers sinking like a rock that disagree with him?
Well, sir, I don't think I know that they make you sign a pledge that you are a Bush supporter, and then they make a photocopy of your driver's license when you go into these, quote, town halls. That's been for 3 years.
They knew that guy. He may have snuck in.
He may have really been a protester. It may have been staged. You don't know with these people. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
We'll get you up and on the air. More of your calls coming up. And then we will get into bird flu outbreak coincided with government drill, as usual. Foot and mouth example set stage for what we're now witnessing. So we'll get into this also. Papers. Cheney aide says Bush okayed leak. And so we'll cover those two articles and many others coming up here after we continue with your phone calls. Right now, let's go to George in Canada. George, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Alex, I'm really confused and saddened by all the misinformation I keep seeing in the mainstream press. A couple nights ago, CNN really did a pretty brutal hatchet job on Cynthia McKinney. They spent, at the 4 o'clock Mountain Time news hour when Lou Dobbs came on, they spent half an hour defaming her and just saying how much of a wacko, crazy nut job she is.
Well, yeah, sir, they had Democrats and Republicans cross the lines during the primaries, what, 3.5 years ago when she came out in Atlanta and said that 9/11 is a cover-up, that there needs to be a real investigation, that Bush could be involved. And then they did everything they could to remove her from office. Then she came back and won against the media and everybody. And then I've talked to her aides, even before this happened, she gets harassed on the Capitol. And this guy grabbed her hard on the arm with both hands, from behind, she simply turned and bumped into him with her cell phone in her hand. Then they lied and said they had video for 2 days. They knew they didn't have video of that. Oh, we have the proof. And believe me, where she was at, it's on surveillance camera, so they'd be showing it if it looked bad. So she obviously bumped into him, and then now one of her aides supposedly shoved a reporter. So basically, look, they don't like her getting up in front of Rumsfeld and saying, where's the $3 trillion that's missing? And then Rumsfeld says, I don't know, and I'm not going to tell you where it's at. And then she says, what about the child kidnapping rings? Rumsfeld doesn't deny it. He just says, we're not going to do anything about it. Then she brings up the drills on 9/11, the NORAD stand down, and Cheney won't answer it when Rumsfeld and his minions were up there. Whenever General Myers was up there, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they're all up there, and so they hate her guts, and they've been after her for a long time. I mean, big deal if she did shove a security guard. He admits he put her hands on you. It's normal for a woman, if you grab on them and they don't like it, they're going to shove on you. It's an instinct. And it just, who cares? And you know, so what? I mean, back in the day when this country was free, the congressmen got in fights beating each other over the head with canes, and then they would just get censured. I mean, she's not beating people over the head with canes. I mean, President Jackson was going around shooting people. So I just don't want to hear it anymore. I mean, Cheney's off shooting people in cold blood, and he's not getting in trouble. But then McKinney shoves somebody, reportedly. They have no proof. And, oh, my gosh, she's as bad as Beelzebub.
It's a sad commentary, Alex. It really is. And I don't know if you saw it. You don't probably watch very much mainstream shows on TV. You know, but last Friday on Bill Maher on HBO, Erica Jong brought up the point that a lot of the American public are starting to believe that 9/11 was a cover-up, if not a mass conspiracy, and Bill Maher just battered her down, and I was very sad to see. I was, you know, I like the guy. I think he's funny, and he has brilliant political satire, but he turned me off when he battered her down for saying that.
Well, I appreciate your call. I have tuned in several times, probably five times, to watch Bill Maher. In one episode, he's saying that the bird flu is a fraud, an excuse for the government to have martial law. He was actually saying this in his little stand-up. He does like a five-minute talk at the first. And he said that also Rumsfeld's making money, hundreds of millions, his company billions, off of the Tamiflu drug. This is last year. And I'm like, wow. Then I tune in another time, and he's like, we're at a police state. They're trying to take our abortion away from us. As if abortion's some wonderful right. And, oh, and then, you know, all these evil right-wingers bringing down America. George Bush is not a right-winger. You know, it's like Erica John. She gets up on CNN after I'm on there live and says, and she's on there separately about her new book, and A.J. Hammer brings up the point about 9/11, and she goes, well, they do this throughout history. Governments do this. Hitler did it. Many others have done it as a pretext to attack foreign enemies. And then she goes into how Bush is a dictator, but says because he wants to take our abortion away from us. No, he's actually been trying to block laws that would restrict abortion. So you know, they know we're in a police state, but their priorities are all screwed up. They're still mindless liberals. So that's my comment about Bill Maher. And, you know, he'll get people on there like Kurt Vonnegut, and then, who I think is just amazing. We have some chance of getting Kurt Vonnegut on, I would mention, by the way, here in the near future. We're working on that. But to make a long story short, the left is corrupted, the right is corrupted. It's all part of a false system. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. Great call today, and great show as usual. I'll make a comment that Bill Maher is just part of the false left-right, like you said. I've listened to him before, and he has put people down regarding 9/11, saying it's a scurrilous charge that this government would do something like that. So he's a gatekeeper.
Well, I hope somebody tapes that for me and puts it on YouTube or something on the web so we can link to it.
Yeah, he made the claim that it was a scurrilous charge on Friday. And he's done that before.
So you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it. I've seen him before slam a girl in an there was some type of demonstration, and he was a speaker. and some girl brought up the fact that she thought 9/11 was carried out by certain rogue elements of our government, and he says, oh, you're a conspiracy nut wacko, and he basically slammed her in front of about 1,000 people, and I knew at that point that he was basically part of the whole false left system.
I mean, they let him have a political show on HBO.
Right. I really enjoyed you playing that JFK clip yesterday, and I think, like myself, you're a big movie buff, and have you seen V for Vendetta yet?
Yeah, overall, I think it's got a good message, but again, it's that fake leftist stuff where rebelling isn't getting your corrupt government out, rebelling isn't having a Second Amendment, rebelling isn't getting rid of the Federal Reserve, rebelling is women having sex together, and ooh, that's what the government wants to stop. The government could care less about that, or rebelling's having a bunch of tattoos. It gives you a false rebellion.
I thought overall the movie was good, though. It was enjoyable. I'm really looking forward to Scanner Darkly, though. A couple other movies is, I don't know if you've seen Equilibrium.
And, everybody keeps telling me about it. I haven't seen it.
And The Majestic, I've mentioned before, with Jim Carrey, and also the latest movie he just came out with, Having Fun with Dick and Jane. It's going to be out on DVD, I think, this week. Is a really good movie. It's got a great message. But the real reason why I called, Alex, is I wanted to mention something that maybe you can comment on more, is this deal with Scooter Libby. Now that the White House is claiming that the president has the legal right to release that kind of classified information, but isn't Bush the one that said he would fire anyone whom he found leaking classified information when question on this subject? So all along he's mouthing off about that, but he and Cheney were the ones that released the info.
Well, we always knew that, and it's the same guy that says we know he has WMDs, and then after there's no WMDs, he says we never said there were WMDs. He and Rumsfeld have both said that, and in other speeches he said, okay, we were wrong, there weren't WMDs. So people, these neocon followers, are not insulted by constantly being lied to, because they associate their personal identity and their personal power with Bush. They would believe him if he said, Satan is Jesus. They'd say, yes, Satan is Jesus. I mean, that's how upside down these people are. Thanks for the call. I mean, take something like Free Republic, that, you know, chat room message board. I remember 10 years ago, it was a great site. It had a lot of news and information on it. You look at it now, it's all literally like people with IQs of about 75 or lower just gibbering and babbling, and they'll defend anything. They'll get on there and go, Bush isn't for amnesty, it's all lies. Bush is an anti-gun, it's all lies. Bush is a fiscal conservative, it's all lies. I mean, they just, I've gone and looked at it. They think big government, gun control, and open borders is conservative. They believe anything and everything Bush says. And it's scary. Let's go ahead and talk to LG in California. LG, welcome.
Hey, Alex. Nice to talk to you. I've talked to you once before. Great show today. Everybody is very clear, and you're clear, and I'm really, really liking all the information. The one thing I wanted to go back to a little bit is the subject you were talking about most of the week.
Dr. Death.
Yes. And you know, about the culling of the population in general. And have been talking about it a lot, I think, mostly about you know, the method of how they would kind of drop something in the air or whatever and take out, you know, a bunch of people, and mostly in the cities, and then the people on the outside would they would have to kind of rise up and do whatever. My question is, you've had Scott Stevens on before about the weather modification and all that stuff?
Yes.
And there's, you know, there is an operation going on in the skies over us, and it's an aerosol program of some kind, and, you know, most people don't really know what it is. There's a lot of speculation,
it's a package of different programs.
I think so, too.
And then there is a debate within the truth movement about, you know, every proponent basically says, oh, no, it's just this, it's just that, and then they all argue with each other. No, it's a bunch of different programs from the documents and evidence we have.
Yes, and that's just the way they work, most of these kind of programs anyway. I mean, most of them are multi-pronged. But the, you know, you were talking about, you know, if you think about a method that they could do this kind of attack. It's there. It's right there above everybody every day.
But understand, they're not going to spray you at 30,000 feet. If they come in to knock your city out, they're going to come in spraying at 1,000, 2,000, depending on the wind patterns.
Yeah, but all they have to do is, like you said, change the formula, fly
lower.
All this
spraying is training and drilling. But I mean, see, so many people who talk about chemtrails focus just on the esoteric, hard to prove, oh, look at this aerial photo. I talk about the thousands of admitted drills we've had in the last 5 years where they spray admittedly dangerous bacteria, and it's in the front page of papers.
And the other thing, too, is that people should go back to Kucinich's original bill introduction, H.R. 2977.
Yeah, restricting these weapons. And now they're admitting, now they're trying to pass a law for a weather control board openly, now admitting they have this power. And a bunch of top government officials in Bush's, including Chertoff, are shooting their mouths off now about how they can control the weather.
Yeah, and there's actually Kay Bailey Hutchinson of Texas has introduced legislation for experimentation. Populations on weather modification.
Yes, you're right.
And these in the H.R. 2977 bill that Kucinich introduced, he, along with chemtrails, mentions all these other kinds of weapons.
Psychotronic and...
Psychotronic, information weapons, high altitude, low frequency, plasma, electromagnetic, sonic, ultrasonic weapons.
Listen, I hear you. I'm going to let you go because I got to cover some news, but you're absolutely right, sir. And again, the average listener to mainstream talk radio, which we are becoming mainstream, so many people go, well, Alex is reaching millions of people. He's breaking through. He's able to convert people. Why, he must be bad. No. Folks, we're not supposed to stay cloistered as losers in tiny little groups and ragtag bands. We're supposed to win. We're supposed to convert. We're supposed to wake people up, turn them on, get them involved, get them to where they see the big picture, and we're doing that. And so a lot of this is starting to come out, but certainly there is a lot of crazy stuff going on, a lot of really dangerous things happening right now. And so the average mainstream talk radio listener, they hear us right now going, weather modification, weather control. Sir, they think you just lied when you said Kay Bailey Hutchinson's got a bill introduced very close to passing with massive funding. They don't believe that because they heard people in the past laugh and say it doesn't exist. When I have people on, like the father of weather weapons, and do video interviews with him, and it's in mainstream newspapers after we interview him, people, I get emails not believing that's even real. They just, again, they can't believe Bush tried to sign the assault weapons ban. They're in denial about that. They're in denial that his amnesty program is amnesty. His guest worker program. You just cannot reach them. They will. It could be in front of them, the elephant in the living room, sitting on them, and they don't even know what it is. And that's frustrating. That's scary. That's sad. But now there's all sorts of stuff going on. There was a Baltimore Sun article about 4 years ago. It's somewhere in the archives at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Where DARPA, the big military research organization that funds most of the scientific research at the colleges through its directorates and subgroups, because I say that because you'll go look at the funding and go, well, this is Department of Defense or this is through this research branch. It's not DARPA. Alex, you said most of it's DARPA. Well, yeah, DARPA funds them. That's what Eisenhower's speech was about. And he just said in the Baltimore Sun, oh, DARPA says they're studying putting up certain type of frequency towers that will calm the population in times of emergency because they don't want panicking during a bio attacker. And it went on to say that they're testing towers to control our brains. And there really are frequencies. There really are microwave type emissions that'll make you get nauseated, that'll make you go to sleep, that'll make you pass out, that will kill you. And of course, then there's a bunch of schizophrenics and nuts running around who hear this, and it makes them even go crazier. Just, it's not saying in every case it's real. In fact, in most cases, these people are completely off the reservation. They're completely nuts. But it is really going on. It is admitted. It does exist. I mean, I remember 5 years ago, almost 6 years ago getting a copy of Schumer Tech, the biggest law enforcement and weapons accessory catalog in the country. It's about an inch thick. And it had the sonic nausea and the supersonic nausea machine. And it said, we use these in jails to make the prisoners get nauseated. And officers have told us they've used these to great effect at demonstrations. They're very easy to hide in a backpack, and it makes everybody sick within so many yards. And we went and bought one and tested it on TV, and people started getting nauseated. I mean, they sell torture devices. And by the way, I think the big one's about $150. The little one's like $75. The big one, I forget how many yards it goes. I think it's like 20 yards. The little one only like 10 yards. But, I mean, it'll make you sick. Real sick. Ain't you? $100-something. You can go buy it. But you tell the general public about it, that don't exist. And computers don't neither. I got me a Model T. Hey, we're in 2006, boys and girls.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls in the next segment, and then I'm going to, early in the next hour, get into all the news. Bird flu and showing up in England, supposedly, and looks like it's an inside job as usual. So we'll get into that and a lot more. Plus, Bush, yeah, I can leak CIA people just to be mean. Of course, I lied about it before and said I didn't, but now I did, and shut up. So what? Well, I wonder if Scooter Libby's going to fall down a flight of stairs or something. I wouldn't count on that guy being around too much longer. By the way, there's just a few days left. We extended it for a week, and there's just a few days left to get 5+ months free of PrisonPlanet.tv for those of you that are online. My weekly TV show that I've been doing for 12 years is posted there each week. Each week we do in-studio videotaped interviews and a live radio show. That is posted each week, sometimes multiple times weekly. We also have all 14 of my films, and we post them weeks before they're even available on DVD. It's posted there at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, you get my book. You can print copies of it. Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, as well. And a lot of other great films, like Ted Pike's videos or Loose Change, Second Edition, that Dylan Avery authorized me to post very graciously. So many other great films. Over 1,000 pieces of media. All my best radio interviews are posted there daily, you know, a couple hours after we do them. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Go get a monthly membership. It's $5.95. Or get a yearly membership, and you get over 5 months free. It comes out to 5.3 months free, the discount we give you. So you pay for a little over 6 months and get the rest of the year free. Over 5 months free. PrisonPlanet.tv. Only a few more days to take advantage of that. It ends early next week. And there's a new DVD we're carrying. It's astounding. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, The New Atlantis. And we're not talking about the fabled Atlantis. The Illuminati believe that America would be their new empire to control the world. Learn the incredible secrets of the esoteric traditions hidden within the manifold layers of signs and symbols in our nation's infrastructure, symbols that for many represent the secret destiny of the world's greatest nation. Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings unfolds the fascinating history behind the founding of America and exposes the esoteric underbelly of its design. Why is Washington, D.C. built on the 77th meridian? And are there Revolutionary War cities really built in perfect alignment with Stonehenge? Follow the journey of secret societies from England to New World and learn of their ancient hope of establishing a democratic commonwealth that would one day extend to all nations. In the 16th century, Sir Francis Bacon was at the helm of such societies as the leader of the Rosicrucians and the first Grand Master of modern Freemasonry. As such, he is considered by some to be the true founder of America. For centuries, controversy has surrounded this man, who is said to be the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, and the real author behind the Shakespearean plays. When Bacon penned his classic work, The American Atlantis, he outlined his vision for the perfect society, a democratic commonwealth governed by scientific achievement. How were the founding fathers impacted by Bacon's plan, and is America being driven by this vision today? Go to InfoWars.com and get America's Beginnings, Volume 1, Secret Mysteries of the New Atlantis. You need to have this. And we got a deal where you get it for $24.95, and then you get two of my other films for $15. You get the new film, Order of Death, that merges with this perfectly. Perfect companion, and then you get the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, updated and new material added from my original infiltration to the occult compound in July of 2000, and a new footage with an employee sneaking in this year, or now 2005, getting footage of inside the idol, of the effigy, of the cloakroom, of so much more inside the chalet. You need to go to InfoWars.com and get the combo deal. It's a great deal. It makes a great gift to wake somebody up, too. InfoWars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Get the combo or get the new film by itself if you already have The Order of Death. So when you get the combo, you get all another film for free, Dark Secrets. So get three films for the price of one and a half, basically what it comes down to.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.